This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's an excellent idea today or any particular day. Just give a holler, 855-993-7569. Stephen, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Welcome.
Hey, Dr. Brown. I'm usually in a really positive mood when I call you, and I got something on my mind. I need your help.
Okay.
I called you about 4 years ago. I got diagnosed with Parkinson's. And I asked you how I should tell my mom. And you gave me really good advice. And I need some more advice because this disease is really starting to beat me up pretty good.
Yeah, it's a nasty disease.
Yeah, you know, it's just I feel like it's taking the things I enjoy away from me. As I compare it to like being buried alive in a coffin. It's just really miserable.
Well, it's not a great metaphor.
It's kind of the way I feel.
I know it is. I'm just trying to
backside of the hill.
I know, but if we could figure out something, if we could figure out a different metaphor, that in and of itself might help. I mean, the idea about being buried alive in a coffin is not only the inevitability of it, but the claustrophobia of it. So I don't know. And look, I'm not in any way trying to offset the fact it's a really crappy disease. Did we talk about Optimum Health Institute the last time you called? Right, let me just put that in just for a moment. And I'm probably going to get some grief on this, but that's all right. I'm willing to, you know, my shoulders are broadening. A bunch of years ago, my mom had this lesion on her leg, and she kept scratching it, and I was terrified that it was getting infected all the time, that they were going to amputate. And so I actually have a sister who lives in San Diego who was talking about the Optimum Health Institute, which is actually in Lemon Grove. And it's part of that kind of Middle European kind of thing with Joseph Pilates came out of that and Freud. And this was Elizabeth Rolfe came out of that. That sort of the idea that if you could just help the body along, that it could cure itself, and if not cure itself, at least strengthen itself. And so this is a group of people who really believe in wheatgrass, and because wheatgrass is just straight chlorophyll. And the idea being that disease processes are basically inflammatory by and large, which certainly Parkinson's is. And the only reason I tell you this is because if you told me about this before, I would have said, look, you're talking about a serious medical condition, and you think about L-DOPA and all sorts of other things. But it turned out that when we checked in, because I knew my mom wouldn't go unless I went with her, and I wasn't sick, I had no problems, but you eat only live stuff, you eat vegetarian stuff, you wheatgrass and stuff like that, or not wheatgrass, bean sprouts and stuff like that, and watermelon, and then you do a 3-day fast with only wheatgrass. And there happened to be a guy who was checking in when I was checking in with Parkinson's, who had, as you're very familiar with, the cogwheel rigidity, the tremors, the whole thing, the bland facies. And I could see the difference in a week with him, which is not really sort of, I'm not really making this a recommendation, but I'm saying it's non-invasive, it's not very expensive, and what do you have to lose? So that's one of the things that I would sort of put in that you know, a possibility for you. Because to a certain extent, what we really need to talk about, Stephen, is how not to feel any more victimized than you have to. And my problem about your metaphor of being buried alive in a coffin is, as far as I'm concerned, is the ultimate anxiety-provoking victimization kind of metaphor. So I'm giving you this because I think it's something to investigate. You may or may not decide you want to take advantage of it, and it's not a cure, but it did actually reduce the symptoms in this dude. And as you're aware, that anxiety certainly, as with almost every body process, increases symptoms as opposed to decreased symptoms. So if there's something here that is either even for a moment hopeful, that may be useful to you. So it's called Optimum Health Institute. It's in Lemon Grove, California. And there you go. All right. Now let's get back to, is there something, has there been a turn for the worse? Has there been something that's kind of triggered? Because I remember you being, you know, incredibly buoyant about in the face of a really crappy diagnosis. So is there something? Is it just you're being worn down? Was there a cataclysmic event? What's going on here?
You know, let me tell you, I kind of gauge my condition based on what I do. And let me give you an example. 2 years ago, I started a kitchen renovation. And I tore everything down and rebuilt the whole kitchen. I'm almost done. But if you ask me today if I would do the same thing I did 2 years ago, there's no way I would do it.
All right, let me just say one thing to you, darling. And this is not in any way to offset what you're saying. Is I was just at a family reunion in Denver. And one of my brother-in-laws, who's perfectly healthy, has been working on a renovation of his basement for 3.5 years. And he said almost those identical words to me. If you tell me, first of all, he has no medical problems at all, and it's taken him 3.5 years, and it's not anywhere near done. It's a mess. And he said almost those identical words to me, if I wish I'd never started this project. So that makes you, I mean, at least it gives you the perspective that says renovations suck. Everybody hates them.
Yeah, but that's not what I mean.
I know.
Strictly from the energy point of view, I feel like my energy is completely zapped from me. And
well, is it zapped? But is it zapped? But let's look at the energy issue then before we look at the kitchen renovation. First of all, how close to the kitchen renovation or how close are we to having it done?
Like 95% done.
Okay.
Very minor little things need to be done.
Okay. Is there a sense of accomplishment that you've gotten almost all of it done?
Yeah, I suppose. But, you know, I've done this kind of thing my whole life. So
okay.
It's another notch in the post, so to speak.
Well, you mean it's a notch that you've gotten it done or a notch that you wish you hadn't started it?
No, I feel good.
Okay. All right. So let's just look at this for a moment, because let's use this as the metaphor, okay? That if you knew today, which you obviously know, and we were starting another project, let's say doing the living room over or something, would you do it differently knowing what you know, knowing about Parkinson's, knowing about energy, knowing about accomplishment, knowing about perfectionism, knowing about all those things? Would you make an adjustment? Would you hire some people to do some of the stuff? Would you figure out that you wouldn't do any of it? What would your stance on it be at this moment?
If I was starting a new project today or if I were to redo what I've done 2 years ago?
Either one, whichever is useful for you to think about.
If to do the kitchen, I would have done it the exact same way, the one that I started 2 years ago.
Okay.
If I were starting a new one today, I'd hire someone. I wouldn't really do much.
Okay. Okay. So let's talk about the 5%. I mean, do you want to do the 5%? Do you want to hire someone to do the 5%? Because it sounds to me once that's done, the sense of accomplishment is going to be high. The sense that we need to differentiate between what the Parkinson is limiting you, what just getting older is limiting you, which happens hopefully to all of us, and what the psychological exhaustion is limiting you. And those are three separate issues, and combining them won't help you at all. So,
you know, I've been looking at my situation. The emotional is tied to the physical.
Sure.
The sense of accomplishment, you know, it's not a big deal. I'll finish the last 5%. I'm not worried.
When are you going to get that done?
You know, it's difficult because there's so much going on in the summer, and it depends how I feel. I might wake up on a Saturday and I feel great to do something, or I might wake up on a Saturday I can hardly move.
Okay, let me put you on hold. We'll come back. But, I mean, again, what part of that is Parkinson's? What part of that is about being a human being? Right? All right, let me put you on hold. We'll come right back. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Stephen, who is not having fun right now. Stephen, if you could kind of condense all this into a question for me, what would it be?
How can I realign my thought process to... I guess try to find some purpose for my life now.
Okay. What was
maybe
the
that's
purpose?
Vague, but
no, I don't know. It's okay. It's okay. So what was the purpose of your life 5 years ago?
I run a small business. Everything was going well with the business.
What was the purpose? What was the purpose?
Yeah, I'm a guy. So, to work, to be productive, to create wealth, to enjoy life with my wife and, live a normal life and save for retirement. That's kind of the way I looked at things.
Okay. All right. So create wealth. Are you still working or not working?
Yes. Still working.
All right. So are you, I know the stock market's gotten a little bit jumbled in the last couple of weeks, but how is the wealth creation coming?
It's a real struggle, and I see a direct correlation with the Parkinson's and revenue.
How would that be? Explain to me how that would be.
I just don't feel the energy to chase it anymore.
Well, but that may be, okay, do you have enough money to live in a way that makes sense to you at this moment?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay, so maybe...
It's not the same as it was.
Okay, but then little is. And I think part of what happens when we, especially when we achieve a goal, is that the goals we can achieve always loom larger than the ones we can achieve, right? Because we've already achieved the ones we can. So if you were 25 years old and had school loans, then making a lot of money would make a lot of sense. And how you made that money, or the hours it took, or the hours it took away from your family, become very secondary. At some point, if you've paid off your loans and you're 45, not 25, then making a whole lot of money, one hopes, is replaced by something that actually makes a little more sense, because you now have enough to do anything you want. So what is the point about achieving more and more? And the answer is probably not much. So, and that's not Parkinson's. Well, but I think that assuming that guys are stupid, that you guys are just that little greyhound running after the mechanical rabbit endlessly, I don't think does any of you much good. And I know there is that philosophy. I mean, the point is you keep running after it. It's not even a real rabbit, and you're never going to catch it. What's the point? And I think there's nothing like an accident, anything that makes you sort of stop your momentum, whether it's illness or someone dying or the birth of a child, and I think we tend to evaluate things much more specifically when awful things happen than when positive things happen. Because if we're smart, positive things happen, and we say, wow, I'm blessed. When awful things happen, we say, oh my God, what does this mean? And so, and certainly a near-death experience, a major illness, the loss of a parent, for example, something. I think that September 11th, at least in New York, changed an awful lot of people in terms of what became important and what didn't become important. So instead of saying, you know what, damn this Parkinson's, I just don't have as much energy as I did, maybe the issue is Parkinson has made me evaluate what I really want in this life, what makes sense to me. And instead of figuring out what Parkinson's has taken away, and I'm not suggesting Parkinson's has given you anything except a possibility of literally rebooting, of saying, okay, well, if I can't do, if I can't just keep up the greyhound chasing after the rabbit, then maybe I need to figure out what it means to be a greyhound and why do I care about a mechanical rabbit. And it may be that you decide, no, I'll always be a greyhound and I care about the mechanical rabbit. I'm going to keep chasing it. I may not be able to go as fast, but that's what I'm going to do. And I have, I'm not arguing with that, but I'm saying that you may want to, and if nothing else, Parkinson's at least gives you the opportunity, with a little bit of irony thrown in, to evaluate what it means to be a greyhound and do I care about the rabbit. And
you made a great comment about rebooting. And that's like where the problem comes in, Dr. Joy, because I'm not rebooting.
So let's figure out what we reboot to. Okay, so if we decided that you didn't have the same energy for making a lot of money that you did, do you have, has it been replaced with an energy about anything else? Is it that you want, and I don't know, is it that you want to talk with people more about your feelings? Is it that
I thought
you,
about that.
Yeah. When you thought about it, what did you think about it?
As weird as this sounds, one day I might say, okay, I could do this. Other days I'm like, you know what, I don't see anything good in this. How can I talk and try to be positive when I don't see anything good?
Well, but maybe there's, first of all, do you keep a log? Do you write anything down? Okay, let's start doing that. Because, you know, I hate to break the news to you, Stephen, but most of us have good days and bad days, right? And what we do on the good days, what we tend to do, as I said, on the good days, we just enjoy them. But maybe what we do on the good days is we get very specific about why it's a good day. On the bad days, instead of just wallowing, we get very specific about why it's a bad day. And because it's written down, we have the option of going back and forth. So in the bad days, you can sort of, you know, look at the good day and say, okay, it turns out it was a good day because there was a chocolate ice cream cone with sprinkles involved. You know what? It never would have occurred to me because I'm really feeling the super, you know, pity party. This is crappy and why did it happen to me? And I've always been a good person and this really sucks. You know, maybe a chocolate ice cream cone with sprinkles might, you know, make me feel better. So, and I actually have a book. I bought it. I think someone actually gave it to me years ago. And on the front, there's a smiling baby with little dribble coming down its little toofies. And when you turn it upside down and backwards, there's a crying baby. So I actually it was a brilliant concept. So you have the good stuff and the bad stuff. You don't have to get the baby book, but you can get a spiral notebook and you can write, you know, plus on one side and minus on the other. And become a little bit more reflective because you have you can convert the tools on the good day to offset some of the bad days. And on the really good days, you can be really grateful because you can read the bad days, and you may be able to find within yourself,
inner motivator?
Well, it's not even how do I find the motivator, but I will talk with people about, you know, they say, well, I don't know how to do this. And I say, what do you do for a living? Well, you know, I run a sales department. And I say, well, how do you evaluate who gets the trip? And they say, well, I do this. And I say, well, what if you did that with exactly, you know, in this particular context. So my point is, on the good days, you have those skills. You still have Parkinson's, but there's you have a skill level, and it may partially energy, but partially is attitude of how do I do this? All right, stick with me a little bit longer, right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, !! When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Guys, are you tired of being tired, frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all-natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, we're talking with Stephen, who's got a chronic intractable illness. He's got Parkinson's, and he's saying, okay, how do I change my attitude? You know, how do I find purpose? And I'm saying, well, look at what your purpose was before and be willing to evaluate that on the keeping track of what the good days, what makes them good days, and be specific about it. Don't just say I'm having a great day, saying I'm having a great day because I woke up with a lot of energy or I had a good breakfast or I took a walk, so that you begin to develop the criteria and the strategy for what to do on days that aren't good and be just as specific about the icky days. But if I asked you, if I said I'll give you $1 million if you can tell me one thing that Parkinson's has given you that you didn't have before, what would you? Could you get the $1 million?
I could tell you what it is.
Okay.
And again, it sounds like it doesn't make any sense. I have a closer relationship with my wife.
It makes complete sense. Great. So, listen, understand that we go through, if we don't have the ability, Stephen, to reboot, getting older is going to be really disastrous for everybody, because you're going to lose your hearing, your sight, your friends, your flexibility, your appetite, your teeth. I mean, it's not going to work. I remember,
you never asked me how old I was, though, Dr. Joy.
How old are you?
I'm 52.
Okay.
And
well,
you know, when I go to the medical center, they see me and the doctors say, "It's always so nice to see you because you've got a great attitude, and unfortunately, you're younger than most of our patients, but it's great to see you."
Well, I mean, yes and no. I mean, as I said, my experience with Parkinson, my personal experience with Parkinson, is there have been actually several. There are a couple people I knew in medical school. But I had an aunt who went through von Economos encephalitis, and she had Parkinson's. She was one of the first people to ever use L-DOPA, and she had Parkinson's her whole life. And you know, I always viewed her as old, but she was probably 30 when she got it. So, and she lived to almost 90, which is, as you know, fairly unusual. But Stephen, the point is, even if you didn't have Parkinson's, there's still things you're not going to be able to do at 50 that you could do at 25.
So
all I'm saying is, looking back doesn't benefit us hardly at all. And I know I say that as a therapist. And there has to be a certain amount of, I'm not sure we have to look back. I think we have to look in. Because looking back, it's done. There's nothing, it's immutable. But understanding who we are is partially who we were. But somehow, using that information to look forward, because looking back's got no, it's immutable. It's done, so we can't change it.
I try not to look back. I really don't. I'm trying.
Well, but I think you do, and I think it's somewhat inevitable to compare who I was with who I am. But that's what I'm saying. But remind yourself on the days where you're looking back and saying, "Crap, I could have gotten this, you know, this thing done in 3 months when I was 25." Yeah, but
I don't really think that way, though.
Okay.
Really don't think that way.
So
I'm
what?
I'm really trying to find a definition for who I am today at 52 with Parkinson's, and I'm having a real tough time doing it.
Well, but you already told me one aspect of it, which is you have a much better relationship, a much closer relationship with your wife. There are an awful lot of people that you know at 52 are divorced.
Yeah, you're right. You're right about that.
Yeah. You got kids?
No.
Okay. Do you have any relationship? Do you have any wish to have any relationship with kids?
At one point, maybe, when this came on, it just, really, my energy is so zapped.
Okay.
That it doesn't make it really feasible.
Well, it depends what age kids you're talking about. If you're talking about sitting quietly with a, you know, with a 15-year-old, you're talking about a whole different thing than chasing after a 15-month-old. And figure out what you want to do.
Tough part.
It's not. I mean, it's not.
I'm stuck. That's the problem.
Well, so what's on your bucket list? What is it that you want to do? Do you want to travel? Do you want to inform people about Parkinson? Do you want to show people how to redo a kitchen? Do you want to deal with being, you know, a wine connoisseur? I mean, what do you want? There's a whole world. Just figure out what it is. Just begin looking at it, and don't view it as, okay, a 52-year-old guy with Parkinson. View it as, I'm Stephen. What is it that I want to do? What is it that will enhance my life, enhance the world, give me pleasure, give me information, share information? And it doesn't necessarily require running a marathon. All it requires is sitting with yourself and saying, okay, I know I may be a guy, but do I really need, if I were a greyhound and I weren't if I weren't chasing a mechanical rabbit, what would I like to chase? How do I do that?
I'm really trying to figure that out. I guess maybe I need to look up a little bit.
Start with a paper and pencil. Start with a paper and pencil. Or borrow my magic wand. And don't be reasonable. Don't say, well, yeah, but I've got Parkinson's. Or, but I'm 52. Just say, well, you know, what do I want?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not just you, if that's any comfort. You'll hear me when people call up, and I'll say, well, what do you want? And they're really good at telling me what they're unhappy about or what they don't want or, you know, who's making them miserable. And say, well, what do you want? And you can hear, and it's not just you. Vast silence. Because somehow in our society, we have the almost superstitious notion that if we admit to what we want, that we may not get it. That there may be this malevolent spirit that once we say, well, I'd like to climb Everest, our legs will be amputated. We're just sure of it. Or, you know, I'd really like to make a great cherry pie, that there will be a worldwide shortage of cherries. I mean, we all, on some bizarre level, believe that. That somehow, if we admitted what we wanted, that we would never get it. That the universe would conspire to make sure that we didn't get it. It's not true. And the way to lead a life that makes some sense is just to sit, figure out what I want. And even the conceptualization of it works because it gives us a project, gives us something to look forward to, it gives us something to plan for. And the actualization of it, I mean, think about, even though it's been a pain in the neck, how much doing that kitchen worked for you. You know, I've done it my whole life, I've just about done, it gives me a sense of accomplishment. Okay, well, what's the next thing after a kitchen? And you might, it may not be a kitchen, it may not be a renovation. But it's the same deal of, you know, what is it that I want to do? And you don't have to ask yourself necessarily why, it's just what.
You helped me just by kind of refocusing my thoughts. I appreciate that, Dr. Brown. This is not easy. This is really
not easy. Of course
it's
not. But look, simple and easy are not the same thing. Very little in life is easy, but a lot of it's simple. And this is relatively simple. It's just, what do I want? What do I want? What do I want?
Hopefully I can get that next step and get the momentum going.
Well, I mean, it's okay, and it's okay. This is maybe not the day that there's going to be a lot of momentum, because you told me first off, you said, okay, it's an icky day. But let me tell you two things. First of all, you picked up the damn phone, you called me, so that's not complete lack of momentum, because you could have just gazed at your navel and said, you know, the world sucks. Second of all, it doesn't, you know, take a day that doesn't have a lot of momentum, doesn't have a lot of physical movement to it. And that may not be a bad day to use the magic wand of saying, okay, so what do I want? All I have to do is think about it. I don't have to move. I don't have to accomplish it. I don't have to plan it. All I have to do is identify it. And I don't have to identify it specifically. If I can just start someplace, I don't have to accomplish it. All I have to do is identify it and, you know, and maybe even a glimmer of it, and maybe, you know, drawing a picture of it, or maybe listening to music that I think might sort of elicit it, or talking into a tape recorder, or taking a nap, or doodling. I mean, you don't have to get it all done. It doesn't have to be elaborate. It doesn't have to meet anybody's criteria but yours of, what do I want?
I just had to get moving, I suppose.
Well, you have to get thinking. You have to get thinking. You don't. The movement will come after that. The movement will come on a day where you wake up in the morning and think, okay. But if you're asking me, and I think it's sort of the unasked implication, if I have a project or a goal, or maybe several, then will that help the momentum? And the answer is sure it does. And even if it turns out to be the wrong direction, so what?
Yeah.
All right?
We're going. We'll figure it out, I'm sure.
I know you will. Call me if you need me. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors not available in all states.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, I really am here to help. If you've got something going on in your life that you need a little bit of help about, just give me a holler. It actually is a pretty interesting day in history. As I mentioned, the first convention of the Republican Party was held in 1854 in Michigan. In 1865, the first issue of The Nation magazine was published. In 1933 on this day, this is for Manny, the Major League Baseball All-Star Game was played in Kaminsky Park, the first Major League, so you knew about that.
In Chicago.
Yeah, Kaminsky Park, I knew about that. The American League defeated the National League. Manny, do you know what the score was? Don't peek.
I think it was
what, like 3-2 or something?
4-2. Very good. Very good. Interestingly enough, and sort of enough, on this day in 1942, Anne Frank and her family go into hiding in the secret annex above her father's office in Amsterdam. I've actually been to the Anne Frank house, but the reason I go that is because we started off the program today with Kenneth talking about Hitler being a Zionist, and Andreas talking about his experiences German in Berlin and Hamburg. So who knew? I doubt that they knew, to be quite honest, but it was sort of interesting. On this day in 1944, Jackie Robinson refused to move to the back of a bus, which was a military bus, and he was on the bus with a white officer's wife, and it was recommended that he was court-martialed, but his commanding officer refused to legalize it, and then I think they decided to downgrade or something, but I didn't know anything about that, about the court-martial. Speaking of race relations, in 1957, Althea Gibson won Wimbledon, becoming the first black athlete to do so. Now, Serena and Venus, oh please, go ahead. In 1957, John Lennon and Paul McCartney meet for the very first time as teenagers at the Wilton Fett, 3 years before forming the Beatles. And John Lennon, it was actually kind of an interesting dude, and they did a movie about him that his... It turns out that what was it that he thought his grandmother was his mother, and his actual mother he thought was his sister. Do you know about that?
Did not know that.
Yeah, I didn't know about it either. There was a movie about him. 1962. Now this is interesting because I had to look this one up. The Late Late Show is the world's longest running chat show. It started in 1962 by the same broadcaster. Airs on RTE1 for the first time, which is in Ireland. It turns out that the Late Late Show is actually the second longest running talk show, but this was only one host, as opposed to the Tonight Show, which is actually the longest running show, but it's had multiple hosts. I looked that up. Did you know that?
Did not.
Okay. So I told you that I'm not only the queen of Trivial Pursuit, my program is trivial sometimes. No. It'll just give you information that I find interesting that you probably didn't know. In 1986... Davis Finney became the first American cyclist to win a road stage of the Tour de France. Now, Tour de France is one of those things. I actually saw a leg of it. I worked as a kid I wasn't that much of a kid. I was 16 or 17, in France on an archaeology dig, and the Tour de France goes all through France. And so I got to see them thundering down the main street of Lazizi. But that was before Lance. But now the Tour de France will forever, don't you think, be blackened a bit by Lance Armstrong? Because he was the poster boy for so long, and it turned out he cheated.
Mm-hmm.
We hate that. Okay, in the news, there are actually... Well, California, the referendum in California is going to be interesting because it has to do with both pot and vaccinations, which I guess means we legalize... drugs that are illicit, but not ones that are, I don't know. Because California has a law that says you can't not vaccinate your kid based on your religion because it puts other kids at risk. Could be interesting to see what happens. Disney is removing alligator and crocodile characters from their parks. There are two stories about slowpokes, meaning people who drive too slowly in the left-hand lane. And both Indiana and Tennessee are now ticketing people. And they've already, in Indiana, in the first year, they've already ticketed 100 people, but they've given warnings to like 1,000. You know, the little old ladies who stay in the, or little old men who stay in the left lane and drive 12 miles an hour. I actually thought when I looked at this, it was driving too slow. Obviously, you're going to get ticketed if you're speeding, but on a highway where it's supposed to be 50 miles an hour and you're driving 12, those are the ones that drive me nuts. Here's the scandal of the day. Tell me what you think we should do about this. It turns out that there is a newspaper, I believe in Atlanta, who was doing their version of Spotlight, which was looking at sexual abuse from the Catholic Church. This paper has uncovered 2,400 examples of physicians sexually abusing their patients. And several of them have abused, like, hundreds of patients. And they're big deal physicians. I mean, one of them is at Mount Sinai, had a department, and somebody got sent to prison for 23 years for 20 counts. So do you think we could put up, I don't know, do you think we should, maybe we'll just put it up and we'll see what happens. Have you ever, has your physician ever made an improper advance, behaved improperly with you? Oh. That doesn't count billing. Sorry, that was rude. 2,400 that they've uncovered. I mean, it's a huge scandal. Because, you know, we trust doctors and they're doing things like doping people and people coming out of anesthetic, and it's really scary. And these are not just empty allegations, apparently. These are substantiated cases. I don't know. There was a riot at Walmart. Walmart seems to not be able to get any good publicity these days. This actually happened in Western New York. There was a 7 p.m. Sunday. 17-year-olds made fun of a dress worn by a 24-year-old woman, and the altercation quickly escalated into a melee. The chief says people went in the sporting goods section of the store and got baseball bats to use in the fight. 17-year-old girl threw a can of food at a 52-year-old man, hitting him in the head. She's charged with assault, harassment, and related offenses. Three others have been charged with disorderly conduct. Your mother wears combat boots. Okay, I'm going to hit you with a baseball bat. I know. All righty. 855-993-7569. I don't know if we have time. What do we have? Like a minute here?
We do, although I can read a quick positive email here from my...
Oh, that would be great, Manny.
This one is actually from a listener named Joy, and she says, Dear Dr. Joy, I want to thank you for shining a hopeful light for me over 30 years ago. I was a single mom struggling emotionally and financially to regain my strength and courage after surviving domestic abuse, to be a good mom and example for my three children. Listening to your bright, upbeat program was so helpful, and I'm so thankful for your help so many years ago. My dear chickies all studied hard and won scholarships to fine universities. My son is a dedicated surgeon. My oldest daughter is a doctoral candidate in psychology. I have four terrific grand chickies. I am thankful and wanted to let you know how much I appreciated your smart, caring voice on the radio. God bless you.
Wow.
Joy.
Wow, what a great way to end the program. Thank you, Joy, and thank you, Manny, and thank you, all of you. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.